CD 2. This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 5, Listening Test 3. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man calling a colleague about making changes to his schedule. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Jackson's Associates.
Oh, hi. It's me, James. James Horrocks.
Oh, James! Where are you?
I'm on the train, but I'm still in London. There's been a long delay and I'm going to be very late, so I'm going to have to reschedule my morning. Could you deal with it all for me?
Sure.
I've got a meeting at 10:30 with John Rowe of APF.
What do you want me to do about it? Shall I try to get him to come later?
That meeting will have to be cancelled, or the whole morning schedule will be impossible.
Right.
Now, I'd also called a marketing meeting for 11:30. Could you give everyone a later time? Let's make it 12:30.
Okay, then.
And as it'll be lunchtime, could you call Jim Davis to arrange a lunch venue? People won't mind a late meeting if we offer them food.
Okay.
Oh, and also, I won't have time to see Frieda Bell when I finally get into the office. Could you email her for me? Otherwise, she'll think I've forgotten.
Fine. Okay. Anything else?
Nothing at the moment. See you soon, I hope.
Okay, bye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman leaving a message for a colleague about his slides for a presentation. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, John. It's Christine. I've just looked through the revised slides for your presentation, and they're now much better. I've got a couple of general comments. You thought there might be too many slides. I don't think that's a problem, though several would be improved if you replaced the statistics. A few words would be easier to take in. Then, don't the slides strike you as looking rather dull and predictable? The content is fine, but the design needs some variety. Maybe adding a few animations would help. and two quite specific points. Something seems to have gone wrong in slide 3. The graph is fine, but I can't make sense of the bar chart. It doesn't bear any relation to what's gone before or after. And finally, I remember we discussed the grammar mistake you had in slide 6, and you've dealt with that. But if you have another look, I'm sure you'll notice the spelling error that's crept in. Okay, once you've dealt with that, it'll be fine. Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman giving instructions to a colleague about dealing with job applications. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces. Hello?
It's Peter here from Personnel. The applications for the Publicity Coordinator post, how do you want us to sort them?
First, could you look at the qualifications and reject those who haven't done media studies? We can do IT training ourselves if necessary.
Right.
Then the second time around, take a look at the previous experience section.
Yes.
And pick out the ones who've worked as part of a project team before.
In a similar company?
At this stage, it doesn't matter whether it's in a service industry or any other kind.
OK. And did you want me to arrange interview dates yet? I'll need to book the rooms well ahead.
I'll do that when you've decided on the final list. Before the interviews, can you get references for each of the candidates? Don't bother asking for copies of their certificates yet.
No problem. And what should I do with their applications?
Can you forward them to section heads? They'll probably sort them a bit more before they go to the marketing manager.
I'll do that before I go ahead and...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.